Well, today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2018 at AHSTW High School. And today we are going to start by visiting with...
Sydney Nelson.
Okay, Sydney, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Dan and Lynette Nelson. I'm from Walnut, Iowa, and I am a senior here at AHSTW.
All right, very good. Let's talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I like math and science in particular. That's why I'm going into the career that I like. I'm also pretty involved in our ag program here, so those are some memories I can form from our FFA chapter.
Okay. Do you like a challenge? Are you one that when you got into high school decided from the get-go that you were going to try to challenge yourself as much as you can, take the tough ones?
Yeah, grades are really important to me, so I carry that out through my high school. That's why I'm ranked in our class and have a pretty good GPA. And, I like to challenge myself in reading and math and science, and so hopefully I can do that in my future career as well.
Was that a goal you set for yourself, was to be one of the top students, grade point average-wise, in your class?
I think it came from my parents initially, but then, yeah, I kind of adopted onto me, and I enforced it on my little sister, too. So, yeah, definitely very important to me.
Because obviously that's something you have to start with right out of the gate. So you kind of have to have a plan to work hard on those things. So you take that stuff seriously. Let's talk about teachers. Who will you be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion with some of your friends?
Oh, my math teacher, Mrs. Hamilton, she's been pretty reflective of how I've changed over the years and into the person I am today. And my ag teacher, Mrs. Selner, she's been very influential of who I came to be and what I'm going to do going forward. So, yeah.
Talk about extracurricular activities. What all have you been involved in?
Oh, gee. Volleyball, basketball, softball, 4-H, FFA, Student Council, National Honor Society. I'm speech. I'm probably missing something. But, yeah, I like to stay involved, to say the least.
So you're trying to keep up a high grade point average. You're trying to get involved in as many things as you can. You know, when do you sleep?
That's a good question. I try to juggle that as much as I can, but I like to stay involved because you're only in high school once. So I've built a lot of memories over the years, and I take pride in what I do and my accomplishments in those activities, and I encourage a lot of people to stay involved in high school as well.
Very good. What about accomplishments? You mentioned you have some accomplishments you're proud of. What are you going to take with you? What accomplishments will you be most proud of when you think back?
Well, I'm a four-time state qualifier in FFA, which a lot of people don't get involved in, but there are a lot of career-ready skills that they get through FFA, so I'm pretty proud of those. And being a four-year-old chapter, that's something that we've had to build from the ground up, so I can say that I participated in that. Academics and juggling athletics, too, it's really hard, and so I'm an all-around year athlete, so I pride myself in that as well, and had a lot of memories with my teammates and my girls I compete with, so that's something that I always carry with me as well.
Yeah, it's fun to accomplish things with others, isn't it?
Yeah, the team sports are really, really cool.
What's up this fall? Where will you be?
I'm going to be attending the University of South Dakota, go Yotes, and I'm going to major in nursing.
Okay. Well, why South Dakota?
I stepped on campus, and I initially loved it, and then I looked at the price, and it was for me, and it's only 2 hours away, and I have a sister that's going to be a senior next year, so I'd like to come back and participate in some of her, watch her athletic events and stuff like that. So it was close to home, price tag looked great, and I loved it when I stepped on campus.
Sure. Now, you said nursing for a career, for a course of study there. How'd you come across that career choice? That's something you've always wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. I used to play doctor when I was a little girl, and then doctor 8 years kind of scared me. And so I have a lot of nurses in the family, and I've watched what they do and really fell in love with the career. And so I was like, yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Do you think you might want to come back close to home, or are you looking to spread your wings somewhere else?
Absolutely. I am definitely a homebody, so I want to come back to Southwest Iowa initially, but we'll see what God's plan is for me after that.
Okay. Give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Eighth graders, freshman year can be a little scary sometimes, but what I say is make friends. You're going to get out of it what you put in, so keep that in mind. And it's an uphill battle from there, and once you hit senior year, it gets a lot better, so...
Sure hope so, you bet. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Sydney, appreciate it. Okay, who's next?
Josie Denning.
Okay. Josie, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Tony Kathy Denning, and I have three siblings, Hannah, who's a freshman in college, Claire, who's a freshman here in Avoca, and Nick, who's a sixth grader.
Which one's your favorite?
That's hard to say.
Okay, I'm going to bail you out right now. Let's not go there. Tell me about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I really like math and science. Math has always been like a challenge for me, and it's fun to like learn new things. I just like how in depth it gets and like understanding how it really works.
Sure. Most folks shy away from challenges, not you, huh?
I guess not.
Talk about teachers. What teachers have you enjoyed?
My second grade teacher, Mrs. Benson, she died of cancer a couple years ago. And she was really involved in our lives and in our community, and I know everybody around here still knows her and still remembers her.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Let's talk about teachers a little bit more here. You talk about Miss Benson, for one, but what do you think makes a good teacher? I mean, you've experienced some good ones and some others, I'm sure, over your lifetime. What kind of traits do you think some of these teachers have to really connect with the students?
I think if they actually truly show that they care about the students and, like, listen to their problems outside of the classroom and help them inside the classroom as well.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
Like Sydney, I'm involved in almost everything at the small school, basketball, track, cross-country, speech, all of that good stuff.
Too much to talk about, huh? Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
This past year, I got to play basketball with my younger sister for the first time, and so this season was really special for me.
Sure. Did you want to be busy? That's quite a responsibility to take on. You've got responsibilities to other people, teammates and what have you, when you make those commitments and things. Plus, you've got to be true to yourself, too, to get the things done you need to get done. How do you sort through all that stuff?
I love to be busy, and I think it's really important to be part of a team, especially in high school. You learn so many lessons from that, and when you're not busy, I get bored.
That's probably true. All right, well, what about this fall? Where will you be this fall?
Like Sydney, I'll also be attending the University of South Dakota and majoring in what's called Communication Sciences and Disorders. It's speech-language pathology.
Okay, very good. Carpool, excellent. Yeah. Why did you choose USD then?
I liked it because of the cost, mostly. They offer in-state tuition, but it's also out-of-state, so I get that aspect of it, but also the cost.
You bet. And you've got a course of study already planned out. So what do you want to do with that? Do you see a specific career path with that?
Yeah, after I graduate the undergrad program, I want to get into their graduate program and graduate with my master's in speech therapy.
And do what with that? Are you going to teach with that? Or will you go into a specialized field?
I think first I'll start in hospitals because the pay is better and, yeah, get more experience and then eventually work with kids in the school.
Yeah, good choice. Go with the money. Go with the money. Give those eighth graders some advice. What would you want to tell them before they start high school?
I would say stop worrying about what other people think about you, because you just have to do yourself and you'll be a lot happier in the end.
Excellent. Josie, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And next we have
RJ Harris.
Okay, RJ, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Jane and Susan Harris. We live in Oakland. I have a little sister. She's a freshman here at HSCW. And then my older brother is actually a teacher and coach here. His name's Gigi. So those are my two siblings.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about classwork for you. What classes did you enjoy?
I was a big math and science guy. Math was always fun and challenging, and just the like satisfaction of solving problems has always been like a big, big thing for me in high school. And then science, wanting to go into the medical field, everything about the human body and how it works was super interesting to me.
Okay. What about teachers? I don't suppose you have any siblings that you might have as favorite teachers.
I actually just had my brother 1 year as a freshman for freshman health. And that was interesting. I was a little freshman, so anything he said, it was just about yes, sir, every time.
Just like home, huh?
Yeah. And then Coach Davis Patti, he's also our history teacher, and he coached football, and I had a really strong relationship with him. And then having him in the classroom and then on the field is just, we've built a really good relationship, and I look up to him a lot.
Excellent. Sounds like you made some good friends along with some good mentors there. Talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. Let's see. How much time do we have? Ready, go.
So I was a four-sport athlete through high school. I played football, basketball, baseball, and I ran track. I was also on our school speech team. And then we also started a youth group this year. It was a big extracurricular. I was pretty proud of this last year.
Do you have a favorite?
I'm going to be playing basketball next year in college, so I'd say basketball would be my favorite.
Okay, well, better be at this point. You're going to do a lot of it here from here on out. Okay, well, let's talk about accomplishments. Anything you're going to be most proud of looking back?
I was an all-state actor in speech, and like that was pretty cool because outside of athletics was to succeed in something like so important as speech was very cool. And then this last year I was on the all-state basketball team as well as academic all-state. And so be able to have that balance was a pretty cool accomplishment to have.
Yeah, absolutely. What's next for you? Where will you be this fall?
I'll be studying biology at Briarcliff University in Sioux City next year, and I'll be on the basketball team, like I said.
Okay. Why Briarcliff?
I had a great relationship with the coaches and the players that were there, and then just the small community feel of the campus in Sioux City really attracted it to me. And then they offered me a very nice financial package to help with the costs, and I'm really excited for it.
Career path, you have one picked out?
I want to join the medical field, and then being so interested in sports, I think orthopedics would be something I'm really interested in, keeping close to athletics and then still be able to help people while doing it, so I'm excited too.
Because the medical field, that's really not a good answer because that's pretty wide. You could go a lot of different ways there. Well, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want to tell them as they get ready to start high school in the fall?
This might sound a little weird, but I've always told underclassmen is that to be a little bit crazy. If someone's kind of looking at you funny because you're doing something, you're probably doing something right. So if you show up an hour before school to study and people look at you funny, you're doing something right. If you show up to practice 30 minutes early to do the extra work, the people are going to look at you funny, but it's going to help you in the end, so it's okay to be a little crazy.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck to you, and congratulations on your accomplishments so far.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. I want to thank RJ and Josie and Sydney for spending some time with us. They are some of the tops of the class of 2018 at AHSTW High School.